Maisie wasn't artsy or even stylish, so she wasn't sure why April wanted her opinion on wedding decorations. "The colors have already been decided," April said. "But which shades do you like best?" Streamer samples dangled from her hands, various blues and purples.
"Ginny and August are over there," Maisie said, because, as the ones to be married, shouldn't she be asking them?
April sighed, but she didn't let Maisie off the hook. "See, these purples have more of a pinkish hue, and these blues have more of a purplish hue."
"Ginny and August are still over there."
April opened her hands and streamers fell from them like confetti.
"They're as bad as you are." "Purple is purple," Ginny called from across the currently cluttered gym.
"So you want true purple?"
April called back. Ginny spread her arms as she said something to August. Then to April, she said,
"And true blue."
"There you go. Decision made."
April folded her arms and leaned toward Maisie to whisper conspiratorially.
"She's just saying that because she doesn't see the difference. She was shocked when I brought all these samples."
"True purple and true blue go well enough together, though, don't they?"
Maisie asked.
"Well enough, indeed. And the client is always right. This is about their big day, after all. And I'll work my magic no matter what materials I'm given."
April bent down to pick up two of the samples she had dropped. She was wearing a pencil skirt, and the thing was so tight Maisie was surprised she was able to bend down. But she shouldn't have been. April knew how to maneuver in any outfit. Maisie's best friend had been the queen of fashion even when she and Maisie were kids. It could have been argued that claiming that title was easy in a small town like Thornapple Valley, but that simply wasn't the case. The current mayor, for example, was quite fashionable. That wasn't to say fashion was a priority here, however, despite it also being the home of an incredible tailor, who was also April's papa and the one responsible for sparking her love for it. But he was one person, and Thornapple Valley was anything but frivolous. When something was no longer wanted, it was donated to the thrift shop, and if requested, altered by the tailor. Maisie herself had more than one second-hand article of clothing. If it was comfortable and didn't have holes, it was good enough for her. Even if most clothes swallowed her up and reminded her how small she was.
"You knew I wouldn't be any help with that," Maisie said as she gathered the discarded samples.
The gym was already a mess, so she might as well be somewhat useful and get rid of the rejects.
"Is there something you wanted me to clean? Trash I can gather and throw away?"
"Nope. I just wanted to talk to you. In person."
"Okay."
That didn't sound like a good thing. Then again, April was busy. Perhaps asking Maisie to come to the community center was the only way she'd be able to see her today.
"So, we're having a wedding in a couple weeks," April began.
"I can see that," Maisie replied.
"And you're not allowed to be a wallflower, at least not alone."
Maisie blinked her deep blue eyes. April had tried to set her up with people before. They had gone on a few double dates before April had started dating Grady. His name was enough to make Maisie shudder, and apparently thinking it held the power to summon him.